1000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Face to Face with Ordinary from the album of the same name. And we're having a show devoted to Rob Rufus's Die Young With Me, a memoir he wrote about his battle with cancer as a teenager in the punk band Defiance of Authority, straight out of Huntington, West Virginia. Before that, it was Nirvana, Been a Son. That was recorded live in 1990 at the Pine Street Theater in Portland, Oregon. How about that? That's a pretty good one. I've just found that here on the system. The Humpers, before that, with Mutate With Me from the Epitaph compilation Punkorama 2. That was the second one. There was a first one. There may have been a third. I can't remember. And if you're wondering about the Bon Jovi song, so Rob Rufus and his girlfriend Allie, they connected over... Well, first, she went to go see him in one of his first gigs. So there's that. But then when they actually had a date, they found that the music they had in common was Bon Jovi. He at least had a cassette or a... I assume it was a cassette that he listened to, and then when he discovered punk rock, he and his twin brother decided to destroy all their music they no longer would be liking. And they took it out into an alley behind their house and burned it. I think he left that part out when he was actually talking to his... when he was on this date with his girlfriend, Allie. And instead, they bonded and had a long conversation over Bon Jovi, and she told him that his mom, or that her mom was from New Jersey, and that it's almost like she didn't even have a choice in the matter. She... By virtue of being from New Jersey, she had to like Bon Jovi, so there was that as well. Everclear, Santa Monica started off the set, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO, and up next is this band, Screeching Weasel. It's kind of a funny name, but I like a lot of the songs. This is Cool Kids from Bark Like a Dog, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids gotta sit around and talk bad. About the other kids. Yeah.
that's a real cool club, and you're not part of it.
Time. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I'm popular. I make football bets. I'm the teacher's pet.
I propose we support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind, he'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it, everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel, what a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself, you don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to.
I can't believe that's even a song. That's like a page written out of or taken out of someone's diary. It's not a surf with popular, but it happens to be perfect for this show, this theme this evening, all about Die Young with Me, the book written by Rob Rufus, which is actually about his years in high school in a punk band and battling cancer. So I believe that was on a track off of a mixtape that he made for a girl that he was trying to date. So it all kind of comes together then, doesn't it? It's not a song I would normally play, but, you know, I mean, I think this is, it kind of makes a lot of sense. And when you consider the next song, it makes even more sense. There's a band called the Ataris that are actually pretty cool, and there's a track here called Your Boyfriend Sucks. We're going to check that out right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You're better off without him. Don't call him. He's breaking your heart. He's singing with your best friend. And you're waiting now. He's tearing you apart. He liked you 1,000 times when I was there. He kept you waiting. And I'm still here, waiting there to catch you. I don't know why I care so much when I shouldn't care at all. Finally got the nerve to tell you how much you mean to me. Said that I was your best friend, a real sweet guy. That's all I'd ever be. And I'm still here, waiting there to catch you if you fall. I don't know why I care so much when I shouldn't care.
Listen to me. You pull it right where she is, right? Don't get out of the car. You lock both doors. Then get out of the car. You walk over to her. You bring her over to the car. You take out the key. Put in the lock. Open the door for her. Then you let her get in. Then you close the door for her. Then you walk around the back of the car. And you look through the rear window. If she doesn't reach over, lift up that button so you can get in. Dump. kid like that? Listen to me, kid. If she doesn't reach over and lift up that button so you can get in, that means she's a selfish broad. And all you're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. You dump her, fast.
living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two? Well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Sublime, of course, with Smoke Two Joints from 40 Ounces to Freedom. Before that, Deviates with Come With Me off the Vans Warped Tour. Now, this is the show devoted to Rob Rufus's Die Young With Me, his band Defiance of Authority. Even though he wasn't in the band at the time, he was at home battling cancer. His band went out, hired a replacement drummer, and toured without him. Too bit of an opportunity. This is actually the first tour they ever went on. They just sort of sent their package to Kevin Lyman, and then just out of nowhere, he gave them an acceptance letter and a little contract, and they went out and played like 10 dates. So they couldn't turn that opportunity down. They went out and toured without him. And Deviates was actually one of the groups on the tour there. There were many, of course, on the Warped Tour. Before that, Lagwagon with the Van Morrison cover, Brown Eyed Girl. There are a bunch of punk covers of that song, and it's just, it's a silly song. That's probably why. Before that, Anti-Flag, The Freaks, Nerds, and Romantics, The Atari's Your Boyfriend Sucks, started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and we're kind of getting done here. Almost quarter of, hard to believe. The entire show devoted to this great book written by Rob Rufus, Die Young With Me, about his battle with cancer when he was younger in his teenage years. And what's up next is the band Strife. It's actually an untitled song from Truth Through Defiance, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Steven's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to Steven's science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your current life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, that's the Adolescents with Amoeba. And before that, the Circle Jerks with Under the Gun. Rollins Band, that's Mr. Henry Rollins to you, Tearing Me Apart. I took that from the Lollapalooza compilation. Strife with Untitled. I mean, he was so angry in that song. Why doesn't he just bother to name it? Truth Through Defiance. We started off the set with Sublime, Smoke Two Joints from 40 Ounces to Freedom. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, I'm about done here. This has been our show devoted to Die Young With Me, the book written by Rob Rufus, his memoir of being in a punk band. He's calling Defiance of Authority and then having to deal with cancer as a teenager. So a lot of the songs kind of dealt with teenage angst, I must say. But and including a mixtape that he made for his then-girlfriend. So we got most of that as well, or I think all of it, actually, every song. And so this is going to be the last one. One of his, when his band toured on the Vans Warped Tour, this is one of the bands that was on the tour with him that year in 2001. This is the Vandals, I'm Becoming You. We're going to let them have the last word this evening. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
I hate my skin that I live in. I never will.